This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. I'm continuing our series on Tefillah, continuing in Ashrei. Again, this series is sponsored by our dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, L'Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. And specifically, this week, even though we haven't really started Ashrei, I want to focus on one point for two reasons. Number one, this is very relevant to Parshas Lech Lecha. And number two, this comes from our new Sefer, Magid Rakia on Bereishis, which if anybody would like to order, you could get on our site with free delivery, rabbidg.com. And I want to talk about the opening psukim of Parshas Lech Lecha and its connection to Shemoneh Esrei, as well as to the beginning of Ashrei. We know Hashem promises Abraham, when Hashem commanded Abraham to go from Eretz Charan and to leave his birthplace to go to Canaan, Hashem promised him, V'eschol l'goy gadol v'avarechecha v'agadlo shemecha v'heyei bracha. And Rashi famously says in his second pshat, V'eschol l'goy gadol, this is what it means, this is a reference to that which we say, Elokei Avraham. V'avarechecha, God says, you know what it means, I'll bless you, this is what it means, we will say, Elokei Yitzchak. God says, I will make your name great, that's what it means when we say Elokei Yaakov. I would think we should end Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Therefore it says V'heye Bracha B'cha Chosmen. We will end with you. In other words, Anshei Knesset Gedolah have enacted that whenever you daven, you need to start your davening with Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and conclude Elokei with only Avraham. This is the meaning. Now, the Gemara tells us in Brachos that any bracha that doesn't have Hashem's name is not a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan adds, any bracha that does not have Malchus is not a bracha. So that means a bracha has to have two ingredients, Shem and Malchus. So Tosfos asks, really, a bracha has to have Shem and Malchus? The first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, it has Shem, but there's no Melech HaOlam. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Nu V'Elokei Avoseinu. There's no Melech HaOlam. There's no Malchus. Says Tosfos, let's look at this inside and make it a little bit bigger. Tosfos says, "V'chein pasugri the chabrach shem ba malchus shemayim bracha brachos shemayim lehem malchus de'enan ba'in b'psicha v'simayin shayach malchus avol Elokei Avraham havekamay malchus." Saying Elokei Avraham is akin to malchus. Why? The Avraham Avinu. Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKol HaOlam Shoidiya Malchus. Amravinu coronated God over the world. So we do say Malchus in the first Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Elokei Avraham is tantamount to Malchus. So the Chida in the Pnei David on Parshas Lech Lecha says that based on Tosfos, we come to a new interpretation of the Pasuk V'heye Bracha. V'yeschol l'goy gadol zeh she'omrim Elokei Avraham, v'avarechecha zeh she'omrim Elokei Yitzchak, v'agad lo shemecha zeh she'omrim Elokei Yaakov. I would think you should end with all of them. V'heyei bracha could be read as follows. What makes the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei a bracha? There's no malchus in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. What makes it a bracha is Elokei Avraham. V'heyei bracha, you, Avraham, you will give the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei the status of being a bracha. Yes, we're going to say Elokei Avraham. We're going to say Elokei Yitzchak. We're going to say Elokei Yaakov. But what will make the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei have and attain the status of being a bracha? That's only Elokei Avraham. That's the meaning of V'heyei bracha. Not just V'heyei bracha like Rashi says, that we're going to end off only with you, B'cha Chosmen. But you will shaft it a bracha. You will give it the status, the halachic status of being a bracha. Says the Chida, in the name of Harav, our relative Rav Ze'evi, I heard, based on the Gemara that every bracha has to have malchus, and Tosfos asks that the first bracha doesn't have malchus, and Tosfos says Ele Kavram is b'makay malchus. This is what it means. Ve'eschal goy gadol is Ele Kavram. But not only that, but you might be bothered, but it's not a bracha. Ve'heyei bracha. You will make it a bracha by mentioning you, Avraham, v'heyei bracha. That will give the first bracha of Shemana Esrei the status of being a bracha. The Chida says, look at these words. Ela v'loy oid, ela oid zois yuser es alecha kishayas kerucha bevracha, and they say like Avraham, it will be considered a bracha v'zel v'heye bracha. You will be a bracha. Your name is a bracha. Now, this is what I wanted to show you in reference to Ashrei. The Rosh gives a different answer. You ready for this, everyone? Again, the question is, in the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, we don't say Hashem is Melech HaOlam. The Rosh asks, "Bim Taimar bracha me'ein Shabbos Shomer Shatz b'Erev Shabbos ein ba Malchus." The Rosh says, you know, in the bracha Achas me'ein Sheva that the Shiach Tzibur says in Erev Shabbos, there's no Malchus. So the Rosh says, when we say Hakel HaKadosh She'ein kamayhu chashav malchus. The Rosh says, when you say Hakel HaKadosh She'ein kamayhu, the holy God, that no one is like him, that's like malchus. And the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, since we say Hakel HaGadol, that's like malchus. Now, okay, so you hear the Rosh's Shita. The Shita of the Rosh is Hakel HaGadol is Malchus. Says the Chida, the answer of the Rosh is Merumas and Ashrei. Ashrei begins as follows. B'chol yoyim avarchecha v'halala shimcha li'oylam v'ed. We say like this. You ready? Tehila l'David. Aroy mimcha l'kai ha'melech. Whenever I make a bracha, I elevate the king. And I say your name, I bless your name. So the first pasuk of Ashrei is establishing that in order to make a bracha, you need to say Malchus, and you need to say Hashem is the king. So now David has a question. B'chol yoyim avarchecha, every day I say Shemana Esrei, v'ahalala shimcha li'olam v'ed, and I just praise your name, but there's no malchus. Meaning we just established in the first pasuk, arei mimcha lekai hamelech, you need malchus. V'ahalala shimcha, you need a shame, but Ashrei has a kasha, b'chol yoyim avarchecha, every day I bless you, v'ahalala shimcha, and I praise your name, but what about malchus? The answer is, Gadol Hashem u'mehula ma'oid. When you say Gadol Hashem, Hakel HaGadol, that's the sheet of the Rosh, that's tantamount to Malchus. Says the Chida, there's a remez to the Teretz of the Rosh in Tehillim. The Rosh says that the first bracha Shemana Esrei, since we say Hakel HaGadol, is like Malchus. So he says he heard from, in the name of the Tosfos Yom Tov, this is what it means. When I bless you, I need to say a bracha and I need to say malchus. The question is, what about shemu malchus? And the answer is, Godol Hashem u'mehula ma'oid. When we say Okel HaGodol, when we say Godol Hashem, that takes the place of malchus. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, those are a few thoughts on Ashrei. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, bracha v'atzlacha, and all the best always. Kol tov. Good Shabbos.
Rabbi, do we say malchus or malchus kol amim?
Yeah, we say. No, we say that in Ashrei. The question is, what about Shemana Esrei, right?
Oh.
So, The what takes the place in Shemoneh Esrei is the Kakel HaGadol. Okay, Shkoyach. Yeah, but we need the Malchus in the first bracha, right? Yeah. Okay, Kol Tov everyone, good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.